Our sister Susan is going to bring us a children's story. We always look forward to this. In fact, it's one of my favorite parts of the service.
So I'm waiting for her. Good morning, Ashley. You might want to sit down there, sweetheart. And before I share that with you, I just want to let all of you know that Pastor Tony and Sayuri are in Vallejo, and keep them in prayer. Their next leg, they're going to take about 5 or 6 days before they get there, and they really need our prayers. Okay. This morning, thank you for coming up. We have someone to actually talk to, a child. I'm excited about this story. I told you guys probably some weeks back when I shared one of the stories that I would be telling you in the future why my husband and I like to give each other white stones, and today is that day. And Teacher Charles and I have been waiting to share this with you for probably over a year, so we hope that after this story they'll be special to you too. Now, back in history, white stones were used for many different things, and I can't tell you all the details of all of those because it'll take too long, but I just want to tell you a few, and then I'll tell you a little more detail about one of them. If you were a gladiator, which was a Roman strong fighting man, and they would fight to death for entertainment, if you were given a white stone, you wouldn't have to fight that day. If you had someone rich that you knew that had lots of land, maybe a king or someone, you would be able to pass through their land safely if they gave you a white stone. If you had a really rich friend that gave you a white stone that had their name on it, you would be able to go to all the entertainments that were going on and be able to use that white stone like we would use a credit card, only you didn't have to pay the bill. Your rich friend would pay the bill. If you were a Greek athlete, like the Olympics, you know what the Olympics are, Ashley? Well, if you were one of those athletes and you won your event when you got back to your town would have a great big celebration for you and give you a white stone and say that you were honored because you were a winner. And that city would pay for everything for you for the rest of your life to take care of you. When you got a white stone, you were looked at as somebody important. You would become kind of a new person in other people's eyes. But this is the one I want to tell you a little bit more about. If you were accused of something and you had to go to court, it wasn't like our courts today. Like, you might go to Judge Marshall's court and he's the only judge there and he might have a jury or not depending on the case. Back in history, at times, you would be dragged into court. There would be no jury, but there would be a panel, which is like a group of judges, and they would decide everything. They would listen to your case and they would decide whether you were innocent or guilty. And each one of those judges had two stones. If they felt that you were guilty, which usually meant death, they would hold out a black stone. If they felt you were innocent, they would hold out a white stone. That's how they decided and let everybody know what their decision was. But here's where the story gets cool. I don't know if you know that the Bible talks about a white stone for you and for me. In the last book of the Bible, in Revelation, in chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Now, we're the church, right? We all make up the church. Well, it's the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is talking, and it says, "To him that overcomes," that means when we learn to live like Jesus and make good choices and not sin and be just like Jesus, "I will give to eat hidden manna." Remember the manna in the desert that the Israelites got? Check this out. "And I will give him a white stone, and in that stone will be his name, a new name written down that nobody knows except for the one who gets that white stone." Is that pretty awesome? Now, the really cool thing about that stone is it's far greater than any of the stones that the people got in history, because it would give you all of those things they got. They maybe got one thing, but you're going to get all of those things in heaven. You'll be able to go anywhere you want in the universe safely. you will be looked at as you're honored because you're a winner, because you love Jesus and follow him, and because of him, you're an overcomer. You will have everything you will ever need provided for by our Heavenly Father. You won't have to pay for any of it. You'll have a new identity. All the universe will look at you as special because you're Jesus's child and his friend. You will have a new identity. Now, here's something special that we wanted to share with you. We don't know when we're going to get to go to heaven and have that, get that stone. We know it's going to be soon because everything the Bible says is happening. But we don't know exactly when. So Teacher Charles made something special for each one of you guys. He works in stone. I don't know if you knew that. And he has made, cut out for you, a white stone. Now, we put him in this bag because even though stones are hard, it's still fragile, and if you bang it or drop it, it still could crack and chip and break. But why purple? Do you know why purple? Because you are royalty. You are a child of the Heavenly King. And purple means royalty. Now, why white? Because we will never want to ever sin again in heaven, and we won't. Now, why oval? Because oval means rebirth. We are born again when we accept Jesus. Like a butterfly was once a caterpillar, we become a new person. We also will have eternal life, and that's what that means also. We'll live forever. And because it also means you're able to have babies. Now, when we are here, we are still able and get the chance to make new baby Christians. If you look at it in the light, it sparkles. What's missing? What else did the Bible say that we read? Yeah, can you hear that? She said a new name. That's right, exactly. So he didn't just give you a stone like this. Let me show you what he made for you. He sent your stones down to the engraver to have them engraved with your name on them. We don't know what your heavenly name will be, but I know that Jesus, God in the Bible, when they would rename someone, it was usually having to do with their character. And I imagine that's probably what it's going to be like. But he did it in gold. Why do you think gold? Gold means faith. It's the faith that Jesus gives us to believe in him and what he's done for us. And it's his faith. He believes in us that we will be faithful to him. Your stone will look something like that. Is that cool? Now, Teacher Charles didn't give this to you guys just because it's a nicky-nacky thing to just collect dust or whatever. He gave it to you because if you look at this and keep this where you can always see it, you will always be reminded that your name right now is written down in heaven, and you have a special place for all eternity, and you have a white stone waiting there with your new name and identity. So I will give this to you if you meet me after church out in the narthex by the big picture. I will make sure that you get your white stones, and any of the other children too that are here, we will give you your white stones. Well, let me pray for you first, okay? Thank you for coming up, both of you. Father in heaven, thank you so much for all the beautiful things that you have planned for us, things that we can't even imagine. Thank you for our new name, our new identity in Jesus, and our white stone that we will get. Keep us faithful. Keep us true to you. Keep us always believing in you until that day you send your son to bring us home. In his name, amen.